episode 189.
189
weeks of us bringing you all the hot news stories and buzzworthy topics that Microsoft needs and you guys are pinging each other about. And one thing I want to comment on real quick is our lack of comments from last week. I'm disheartened, sad, and I might cry later in the episode. So you guys think I don't take this sort of thing personally, but I do. So if you could go ahead and comment a little bit more this week, bolster my self-esteem a little bit. His too.
I didn't even
I guess I can.
You know, I'm partly to blame.
I don't know. Did we talk about boring things? What's going on? Do you not love us anymore? Are you leaving? Do you want Paul back? I don't know what's going on. But one comment that I did want to comment on is Richard Simpson, who actually said it was a great episode. He loves the Cortana name, of course, for the Siri-like app that they are supposedly working on, Supposedly. Please don't tell me you say that.
Did I say supposedly?
No, supposedly is correct.
What, supposedly?
What did you say?
Supposedly?
That's correct.
Now I'm just
Some people say supposingly.
Supposingly.
I don't like
Is that like irrespective?
The computer's overloaded. Too much data coming in too fast.
Or whatever.
Irregardless.
Sorry, I'm getting the right words out instead of the wrong ones.
Yeah, all of my little annoyances. Anyway, supposedly, E-D-L, and there's no S at the end of anyway, ever. By the way, that drives me nuts too. When people are like, anyways, this is what I'm doing later. That's no. I don't have many friends.
I definitely saw a comment. I definitely saw a comment. Someone said a lot, and it was like A-L-L-O-T-T.
Was that intentional?
I hope so.
Although, it does confuse me whether or not a lot is one word or two.
It's two. It's
If they make it one, that doesn't bother me. I have, you know.
I have a comic to send you.
Is it going to annoy me?
No, it's gonna beat into you the difference between a lot and...
Good, I'll read it. You know, I read this book called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves.
It's about pandas.
No. Although there's a panda on the cover. It's about how the placing of commas can change the sentence, meaning of a sentence. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked here.
Practice proper grammar in your comments is what we're saying.
That's all I'm saying, practice proper grammar.
Let's not be
barbarians. Not like Brooker, who we would love to comment, but I can't quite decipher it. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
It's kind of like prose. I feel like he's
like
having
a
soliloquy, maybe more. More like Hamlet.
I'm going to read it to you guys, and maybe you can help me understand it. So a huge Nerf bat is needed to swing, striking down somebody that doesn't agree. The Nerf bat of mass destruction. Oh, my God. It is a BFG? Big F gun?
You never played Doom, I assume.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not that old. And then he continues that his days are numbered. I face digital death with caps on. Well, I hope your days aren't numbered, Ruker. I hope you can join us this week and let us know what the F you were talking about.
The Channel 9 frowny face at the end is heartbreaking.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
I do.
But I feel great for Richard Simpson and his avatar with his sexy tuxedo. I like it. I think we should all step it up a notch. I think you should wear a tuxedo.
I have a collar. Is that enough?
That is.
I thought we discussed this.
You are dressed up. All right, let's start the show. All right, Mark. So about maybe a year and a half ago or so,
yeah,
we did this event here in the Channel 9 studio for the Kinect for Windows SDK launch. We had a bunch of people come in. It was kind of like a hackathon. They built some apps. And it was awesome. People were so excited to get their hands on the Kinect for Windows SDK because now they can start making really amazing stuff with this little device, right?
Because before that, there was basically kind of the homegrown SDKs. People kind of engineering some of this stuff. And we came out, I think, right after that and said, no, it's cool. We want people to play with this technology. We just didn't have the time while we're trying to release this to produce a full SDK documentation and everything. But then we did.
We gave them the tools.
And we've been supporting it since. So this is the 1.8 version of the SDK has just been released. The first update since March, about the fourth, I think, overall
since the release.
And this has a bunch of stuff around. One of the cool new features I really like is the background removal. An entire API basically for doing kind of a green screen technology.
This is amazing, right? So let me tell you, for those of you who didn't know, we're actually sitting in front of a green screen right now. You take the green out of the image and then replace it with whatever you want. And normally, like for us, we need a very intricate lighting scheme. You know, there's got to be no shadows behind us. Gonas spends hours setting this up. You got to have a flat shade of green behind you, because, right, you know, it's very particular in video, traditionally in video, to pull out that one color. It's kind of a hard thing to do.
Right.
We've all seen a bad chroma key with, like, the little green halo and, like, why is...
Or people who wear the wrong color.
Right.
You see through their shirt. It's like,
so hey, now the fact that you can do this chroma keying of sorts and replace backgrounds with your Kinect,
yeah,
and you don't need to be standing in front of a green screen.
You don't have to be standing in front of a green screen. It supports multiple people, and it's just an API call now, which is just really cool. Kinect Fusion is getting a more realistic color capture. Now, Kinect Fusion lets you build 3D models of stuff. Basically, you point it at it and turn them and...
Right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. It, like, aiding computer-aided design, taking a real-life object, be able to start with that, take a picture, basically. It's like a scanner for 3D.
It's awesome.
A bunch of new stuff around HTML interactions, a couple new samples, specifically around interfacing, using interfaces that are HTML and JavaScript, multiple sensor Kinect Fusion samples.
And this is all free.
Yeah.
This is all Kinect for Windows. Now, is there a Kinect for Xbox SDK?
Yeah. No. So the way it works is that the SDK will work on either. The Kinect for Xbox is primarily meant for the Xbox situation where you're,
right,
like 4 to 8 feet away from the sensor.
Gotcha.
Kinect for Windows has a couple things. One, it's tuned to be closer, so up against your computer, it can get things up to, like, I think 50 centimeters
away. Because
it's
actually a different sensor.
It's calibrated differently.
Okay.
And then the other important thing is it comes with a license, both a hobbyist and professional license. So if you're going to do anything that you're actually going to release to the wild, it's only supported on the Kinect for Windows sensors.
Gotcha.
So you can play around and start with stuff on there, but if you're going to do any desktop development with the Xbox or with the Kinect, you're going to want to do it with the Kinect for Windows sensor.
Awesome. So get out there. If you don't already have a sensor, pick it up. And then download the SDK version 1.8. And start building and tell us what you're building.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So Microsoft constantly in the headlines about our stock prices, whether we're going up or whether we're going, whether we're staying stagnant. And for the most part, we're kind of around the $30 mark.
You know, recently, that's a new thing. You know, we were in the 22 to 27 zone for like 10 years.
Okay.
This whole like over 30 thing is kind of cool.
That's nice then.
I do like
you
it.
You know, we're not, in my opinion, like some stocks that you see huge peaks and valleys, you know. We're very consistent, and so that's just the way it is. But
yeah.
I guess now Microsoft is trying to do something a little bit about that, with which is called a buyback program. And I'm going to let Mike explain that to
you. I am not a financial analyst or lawyer or any of those.
But you made it make sense.
But I am a shareholder.
There we go.
So full disclaimer. So basically, this buyback program replaces a previous one. It's a $40 billion stock buyback plan. And an increase in the dividend. So if you are a shareholder, it's really good because, you know, it's decreasing dilution. Their company is taking shares back, increasing basically the value of all the shares that are remaining out there. Plus the increased dividend just means you're going to make more money off of the shares you already have every quarter off of that.
Right.
So,
and the motivation to do this, I guess, is to make their shareholders happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, if you're a public company, that's one of your duties. I mean,
right,
you have your normal company deal, whatever your business is.
It's their job.
The software and devices.
To make me happy.
Right. That's the whole point, is public companies should be doing work to make their shareholders, you know, return value to their investment. That's the whole
right
thing. We invest in the company, give back. So we have, obviously, some cash reserves, more than we could really spend on research and development. We already
right
probably spend more in research
right
than almost
right
any
right
other company. Billions.
They could just give us all raises.
That is another way of investing in development research. I wholeheartedly agree as a shareholder.
Just another option, or
employees
buy back stocks, whatever.
So yeah, I mean, it's a good sign that, you know, company's still healthy, has a bunch of cash to put back.
Yeah.
Pleases shareholders, and in fact, what is it?
Yeah, we got a new CEO, so I'm sure this is, you know,
coming up,
something that she's...
Yeah, Value Act is the one activist investor, which I never actually heard that term before.
Or CFO, sorry.
Yeah, they basically buy large quantities and then give advice to them, but... I don't know how much it actually goes on, but they had a press release after this, you know, with only glowing things to say. So it's good news.
Good news for us. Go buy some stock. It'll be good news for you.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. So as you know, maybe you don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I used to do a little work in the gaming industry. And
yeah,
in my time there, I got to go to some really awesome conventions. You know, love them all. Obviously, the E3 was one of the biggest and my favorites, but one of them I never got to go to.
I was going
to
ask.
Yeah.
Never?
And I'm really sad and bitter about it. It's the Tokyo Game Show. I've never been to Tokyo. It seems like a great fit. And now Microsoft had departed their presence from the Tokyo Game Show, but we've made it back this year. We made an appearance this year. Hopefully we'll go again next year and I can somehow finagle a trip out of this. But it's good to see us back supporting the Tokyo Game Show. And one of the big headlines that I saw out of this is, you know, obviously you're sort of jockeying for position and press from like the big players, Sony, Nintendo. And one of the things that we're going to start going after, which is huge over there, are these romance fantasy games. You know, I've seen, you know what I'm talking about?
A little bit.
Dude, this is huge over there. This is like a huge, huge industry. So a lot of it is played by housewives and...
It's like trying to live a different life, kind of, like
games.
Dating
yeah,
and
they're
things like that, right?
Yeah, they're role-playing games. And yeah, and you, but like, from what I've been told, a lot of the heroes are sort of like effeminate, super romantic guys, you know, which is completely like the polar opposite from your traditional Japanese businessman, right?
So Western heroes at all.
Right, what your likely husband would be,
yeah.
This is just a fantasy, and it is a huge industry over there.
It's like, this sounds like the video game version of the trashy novel, almost. Like it's a guilty pleasure. So it's but I mean it is
like
big out there.
It's like the 50 Shades of Grey in America.
The one I read in the article is Kiss of Revenge.
Yeah.
That just sounds like it would have one of those shirtless dudes on top of like a mount or something on the cover
all
of the book,
anime,
right?
You know, like it's not.
Well, yes.
I mean, if you think about like Cloud. The guy from the Final
Fantasy, yeah.
You know, he's like the hero, but he's a little, looks like me.
He has more hair. The hair's going a little
right. Well,
little
I used to have
more.
I'm just saying, like these are their heroes.
All right, yeah, fair. I'm actually a fan of JRPGs in general. I think Blue Dragon was one of the Enchanted Arm.
Okay.
Had a very interesting set of characters as well. That's a throwback. That was, I think, one of my first games on Xbox. So that was like a 2006 title or whatever.
Wow, you're a newbie, 2006.
360.
Anyways, really good to see them really embracing the Japanese culture like that. And the other sort of like news headline that I've been reading about the Tokyo Game Show is Xbox obviously announced, you know, we got that partnership with Steven Spielberg to create a scripted series on the Halo franchise, which is awesome. And then they're going to be dedicating a lot more resources and focus on creating more original scripted content, sort of like its own movie house or television studio, whereas Xbox before kind of was gaming reviews and like shows more focused on gaming the experience of gaming, and now it's more of a...
Actual content. You know, like how Netflix came out with House of Cards... I believe that was the name of it, right?
And
that's been a big you know, draw for them. This is another way to get people onto the Xbox platform, and another value for people who already have it is more additional content. I mean, we originally licensed The Guild, Felicia Day's mini short series, whatever you want to call it. We were the first ones to support that and actually got that off the ground. So hopefully we have to find some more creative people out there, get more content out there, and have more to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited. So basically, once you turn your Xbox on, you never need to turn it off.
I'm done with the scheduled content other than live sports. I want to get everything on demand, everything original. Yeah.
Sweet. All right, so a while back there was a commercial, I believe it was for the release of IE10, where they showed this troll dude in his basement, just writing really nasty things about Internet Explorer, but then when they actually showed him the Internet Explorer, he's like, oh, kind of like that, right? Clever commercial. And now there is yet another clever commercial for the release of IE11.
Yeah.
So IE11 preview, the release preview for Windows 7 is now available for us all to try.
So if you've been trying out Windows 8.1 that already has IE11 on it, so you've had a preview of that going along. If you're on Windows 7, you haven't had a chance, here it is. It's a release preview, which means it's a little past the developer preview that was out before.
Right.
It's the part that's kind of ready for the world to test out in a more broader way.
What are some of the features? I know they're promoting that it's faster.
Yeah, I mean, I don't so I focus on some different stuff. So the developer tools are completely rewritten.
Okay.
So the F12 tools are really, really cool. They've added a bunch of new features. There's a whole new layout for them, so it looks like there'd be a way to add in additional commands on that left line.
Right.
The speed is huge. speed improvements they've had on the SunSpider benchmark sets, which is a third-party set of tests.
Yep.
Which is interesting, because every browser maker ends up coming up with their own suite of things that usually is tailored towards their browser to make it look good. Let's go to a third-party one that's kind of independent.
Okay.
But
I mean, the team, unbiased.
But the team also talks a lot about how they try to optimize for the real-world experience. So looking at what the most common websites are, where, you know, how fast is Facebook? No one really cares how fast this JavaScript benchmark is if you can't poke people faster. Right? Like, that's important. There's no support for OpenGL, WebGL, which is another web standard for doing 3D graphics and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of new improvements. Check out the IE11 website. They have a blog post with a bunch of stuff on there.
Yeah, and they're obviously working really hard to change people's perception about IE. I mean, I think Microsoft as a whole is working really hard. So get out there, give it a try. And if you like it, tell people. And if you don't, don't. All right, everybody, that wraps up another fun-filled episode. I'm going to be out next week.
First time hearing.
Taking some time to go to the, I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to go to Cape Cod. Just going to go. Get back to my roots. But Mark is going to find a substitute co-host.
I am. That's happening.
We're going to figure that out because we know we wouldn't want to disappoint you and have you miss a week because you're going to comment so much on this week's episode that we're going to congratulate you with the next episode.
Who do you want to see?
There you
go. Who do you want to see?
So Paul used to do this thing called Boys Without Boys. And surprisingly, it always got really good reviews when I wasn't on. So that sucks. Clint's, Clint's always available.
Right. Yeah, that's one way of putting
Clint
it.
Clint is always around and willing. So, or maybe we can just get Gonas in here. We speak of her a lot. But I don't know if they
The mysterious woman behind the camera.
Exactly. Yes. We'll see. But in the meantime, you can follow me in all my adventures in Cape Cod and New York City at El Foy. And this guy.
At Mark DeFalco.
How many followers do you
107.
Have?
107.
What's up? Look at that.
Baby steps. I rose like 10% in followership over the past week. So let's just keep that up.
That's awesome.
I've done the math.
I attribute it, of course.
I'll have like a billion. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We love you guys. Keep loving us. Bye.